A story told by K. Margaret Maria, The Singing Tree of Cuckoo Forest. Grandmother Okaka was a very wise old woman. She had lived many years and had a lot of stories to tell to the people in Cuckoo Kingdom. She liked gathering children to tell them stories about life and the good things they should always do. Many children liked to hear the stories about the kingdom of Cuckoo. One day, Lola and Kaya learned that their grandmother was very ill and she could die. They felt very sad about this news. "Who will tell us the stories grandmother has always told us?" Lola asked her brother Kaya. Kaya, who was equally sad, also wondered, "If she dies, who will tell other people, especially us young children, about stories?" The two children thought for a while. Then Lola had an idea. "Kaya, what if we write down all the stories that grandmother has been telling us? If we do, we shall never forget the stories, and other children will also read them." It was a perfect idea, Kaya agreed. And that is how the stories of the kingdom of Cuckoo came to be written. In this book, Lola writes about the singing tree of Cuckoo Forest. This was one of the stories Lola liked a lot. She always wanted Kaka to tell it every time they sat to listen to her stories. The singing tree of Cuckoo Forest. Cuckoo Kingdom had a very big forest. The forest was a place of wonder for many people who visited the kingdom. There was the story of the biggest tree that attracted visitors from far and wide. It was in the middle of the forest, and everybody wished to see this tree. Everybody who reached this tree had many nice things to say about it. Many birds stayed up in that tree. Some birds had nests up in the branches. It had the best shade, and people loved to sit below it after a long walk in the forest. Hunters liked to sit under that tree and roast their meat too. Visitors who went there often took pictures sitting or standing next to the tree. However, only a lucky few people said they heard songs from the tree. They would lie under the shade, feel a cool breeze, and listen to the songs. Even then, the people would forget the songs as soon as they left the tree. People said the tree was so huge, some people would be on one side but never see the other side and what happened there. The forest provided people with materials to make a lot of things. Some of the things people made from the wood in the forest were boats, chairs, ladders, tables, baskets, bags, and toys. After many years of cutting the trees, the forest became small. Soon, few trees were left. Many animals left for other kingdoms which had forests. Some people also left Cuckoo Kingdom because life had become sad. People lacked wood for different uses. The biggest tree stood alone among tiny, weak trees and scattered grass. The king heard about the suffering of the people. The king decided to cut down the biggest tree. He thought this tree would give the kingdom a lot of wood for the different uses. He called the strongest people in his kingdom. He told them there was a big job to do. The job was to cut the biggest tree of the forest and chop it into pieces of wood for different uses. He told them to prepare for the journey and the big job. "You must come here early morning to me before you go to the forest to cut the tree," he commanded. On Sunday morning, the king sent the strongest man in the kingdom to cut the biggest tree with a very big axe. It was the first day of the week. He walked and walked. He reached the tree from the northern side. Lifting his axe, he hit the tree with a lot of force. But the tree could not fall. Instead, the axe broke into pieces. The strongest man was shocked and scared. He stared at his empty hands. and broken axe with wide eyes. Tired and confused about what to do next, he decided to rest under the north side of the tree. He soon fell asleep under the cool shade offered by the tree. The king waited for the strongest man to come, but he did not return. The following day, the king sent the second strongest man. It was Monday, the second day of the week. He approached the tree from the western side. When he reached the tree, he raised his axe with all his might and hit at the tree. But he also could not cut the tree. His axe broke into pieces. He stared in shock, putting his hands on his head. Having no idea what to do next, he decided to rest under the tree. He soon fell asleep under the nice, cool shade of the tree. The king waited for the second strongest man to come, but he did not return. On Tuesday, the third day of the week, the king sent the third strongest man to cut the tree. He left very early in the morning. By the time he reached the tree, he was tired. He raised his axe to cut the tree, but his axe broke into pieces as soon as he hit at the tree. The tree was very strong. The man did not know what to do. He felt sad. Tired and miserable, he lay under the tree, hoping to relax and come up with a plan on what to do next. Soon, he fell asleep under the cool shade for the tree. The king waited and waited for the strong man to come back, but the man did not return. The king got worried. On Wednesday, the fourth day of the week, the king sent for the fourth strongest man. He too came to the tree, but his axe also broke into pieces as soon as he hit at the tree. Shaking his head, he stared at the tree, thinking about what to do. He decided to rest under the eastern side of the tree. Soon, he fell asleep, just like the other strong men. Soon, the king learned that the fourth strongest man had not returned. The king got more worried. At first, he thought the strong men were lost. But what if they had run away from the kingdom like some people had done? The king thought really hard. The fifth day of the week was Thursday. He decided to send the remaining three strong men and three strong women as a team to cut the tree. They set up very early morning and walked very far to reach the gigantic tree. When they reached, they found one of the men on the eastern side of the tree. He had woken up and was enjoying a healthy meal of fruits. He told the team what had happened. He said he had feared to go back to their king, who was tough. The three men vowed to cut the tree. One went to the northern side of the tree. Another went to the southern side of the tree. Another went to the western side of the tree. Here, they each found the other strong men enjoying healthy fruits. They had the same story. Their axes had broken while they tried to cut the tree, and they feared to face the king. The three men were determined to cut the tree at once. As each man hit the tree, his axe broke into pieces. They too were shocked. They had no idea what to do. The strong women thought for a while. Surely, they could not all stay under the tree. They suggested that together with three men, they should carry some fruit back to the king and tell him what had happened. That's what they did. They went back to the king. Two of the brave and strong men carried fruits and a message about the strange tree to the king. Since you look very tired, go and sleep. Come back tomorrow, very early morning, for instructions on what to do next, the king commanded them. The king thought for a while. He decided to get a machine and send three men back to cut the tree. On Friday, the sixth day of the week, three men went with a machine and more axes. It was a strong and heavy machine with sharp blades. When they reached the biggest tree, they called out to other men to cut the tree. They tried to cut the tree, but the tree was very hard. The machine broke into pieces. The men got very scared. This time, the men decided to collect many fruits and go back to the king. They also decided to collect the broken pieces of the axes and the machine and take them to the king. As they collected the fruits, they felt a cool, soothing breeze. Then the tree started to sing. They looked up in the tree, but they saw no one singing. Quickly and scared, they went away, leaving a heap of fruits on the ground. They only carried with them the broken machine and pieces of the axes. When the king saw all the three strong men return with broken pieces of the machines and axes, he got really puzzled. The men told the king the strange things about the tree. They told him about the many fruits that fell from the tree and scattered on the ground. They told him about the song from the tree. The king was interested in knowing more about the tree. He thought the answer to the problem could be in the song sung by the tree. But none of the men had mastered the song. They had run away in fear. The king thought in deep silence. Suddenly, the king remembered Wanda, the cleverest girl who lived in the palace. Wanda liked to talk to birds, animals, and plants. Wanda could know the messages in the song, the king thought, with a smile on his face. He told the strong men to go and rest as he sent for Wanda and her parents. The king told Wanda and her parents what the men had told him. He told them to go to the strongest tree in the forest. He told Wanda to listen to the song and return with a message of what the song meant. Go and sleep early today. Tomorrow, you have a long journey ahead of you. Come here very early in the morning before you set off. The following morning, Saturday was the seventh day of the week. Wanda, her parents, and one of the strongest men set off to the biggest tree. When they reached the tree, they found many fruits on the ground. They sat down to enjoy the fruits. A cool breeze swept through the air. Suddenly, Wanda heard a song up above from the tree. Wanda looked up. There was no bird. There was no animal. She did not see any reptiles either. She wondered who was singing. This is the song that Wanda heard.
Made. wet the soil for a shed is no meal.
Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil to get your meal. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil to get your meal.
First will be no more.
No more.
When cuckoo land is bare.
Your soil to get your meal. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil to get your meal.
Look beyond this shade.
Shade.
Fight for the song I made. For the song I've made.
Make.
Why do we plant trees? Is it just for the breeze?
Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil to get your meal. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil to get your meal. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil to get your meal. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil. Time to wet your soil to get your meal.
The tree sang the song over and over again. Wanda listened and mastered every word of the song. It was clear the tree was sending a message to the kingdom to stop cutting trees carelessly and to plant many more trees. She smiled to herself. She now told her parents it was time to go back to the palace. They reached the palace late in the evening when the king had already gone to sleep. That night, when Wanda went to bed, she kept thinking about the song. She was not sure how to tell the king about the message in the song. In her sleep, Wanda had a dream. In the dream, she was sitting under the huge tree, writing a story about the message in the song. She wrote all the things the song meant to her. When she woke up in the morning, Wanda wasted no time. She got her book and wrote the story of her dream. When she finished the book, she called it Why We Plant Trees. In this book, she told of the message in the song sung by the biggest tree in Cuckoo Kingdom. She knew the king would like the story, and she made sure every message was there. Deep inside her, Wanda knew she would return to the same tree. How could she not? This tree of Wanda had a lot to offer, and she was determined to go back whenever she could. And that's the end of the story.